mention that wash pot. Did you ever hear another name for the wash pot?
No, not anything but a big wash pot. You could use any name for a wash pot, but a wash pot is just a big pot you heat water in. Mm-hmm. Where you can use this water to wash. You put heat water in to kill hogs, mm-hmm. heat water in to scour, mm-hmm. scrub, mm-hmm. any of those things, you know.
Did you ever hear it called a kettle or a kittle?
Cattle kittle? Well, that was way back. It would be so far back until I would know. Now, that would be old pots or vessels, you know, people, old. Uh-huh. Maybe 150, 200 years ago used to use.
What would they call it?
Well, I wouldn't know. Now, I'd say kettles or something. You see a big pot of some kind, or maybe they'd have a vat or something, you know. Because mm-hmm. he time they didn't have ponds where they had to catch water, you know, or draw water, hold water or something.
They didn't have ponds?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of time people didn't have ponds.
What's
nowadays,
a pond?
Huh?
What's a pond?
What is a pond? That's a big round place, a long place, or whatever you could call it, and it had plenty of water. You dig a hole in the ground and it catches with water.
Like a well?
Just like a fishing pond.
Oh,
it rained, it catches full of water.
Uh-huh.
I got a small one right out there. Well, there's fishes in it, and it catches water in it. You don't have to put water in it.
Uh-huh.
When it rained, it catches water in it, see?
Uh-huh.
Well, that thing would be deep in some place up there, that light to the floor.
Hmm.
Well, that holds water, you see. She's been fishing in there this morning, I believe.
If you were setting the table for people to eat with next to each plate, you'd give everyone a
fork.
Uh-huh.
Fork, knife, and fork, and a spoon.
Okay. And you say you can get along at the table with just one knife, but in the kitchen you need several
knives.
Uh-huh. And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
drawer.
Or flowers.
What do you mean? Put the knife?
No, flowers. Like.
Or flowers in a vase.
Uh-huh.
In a vase. Uh-huh.
And you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
She wipes them and puts them in the dish rack.
Or in clear water she.
Wash them, rinse them.
Uh-huh.
You rinse them in clear water after you wash them, hot rinse water.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it, the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
You would call that a dish rag, I understand, huh?
Uh-huh. What about when you're drying dishes?
Well, that would be a dry cloth.
Uh-huh. And to bathe your face with, you'd have a
towel.
Or a little
a napkin, which you... Well, it'd be a face towel, small face towel.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the little rag or cloth you used to wash with?
Would be a bath towel.
Uh-huh. And, is that the small thing that, just that size, little square?
What would it be?
There's one thing, it's small, and, well, just about this size, about mm-hmm. half the size of this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You use that to wash your face with? Or
yeah, a face towel. It'd be
uh-huh.
a face towel.
Uh-huh.
You know, a small face towel, about napkin, face
mm-hmm.
towel,
mm-hmm.
clothes.
And you mentioned the barrel that flour used to come in, I think.
Uh-huh.
A barrel that flour used to come in.
Yeah,